Drosha for Seder Noach, Tavshin Ayin Beis. In this week's Seder, we have the sins of the generation of the flood and the sin of Dor HaFloga, the generation that built the Tower of Babel. Both of these sins were very different. The sins of the generation of the flood were rooted in Taiva, in lust, desire, Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim. The Medrash says that since they sinned without any restraint, Rabbah, so the Tahom Rabbah, the depths that had no restraint were opened and destroyed them. They were people who had lost all control. And because of that, L'taiva Yavakish Nifrat. When it comes to taiva, everybody wants the pie for themselves. They don't want to share it with anyone else. So they remain alone. And therefore, there was no achdus. There was no unity and peace, but just the opposite. People killed each other, stole from each other, everyone trying to get the most for himself to fulfill and satisfy his personal desires. However, the sin of the generation of the Tower of Babel was a sin in intellect and in covet. They wanted to make themselves a name and basically to rule over the entire world and to wrest the rule from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for that, you need to be united with other people and their strength in numbers. And that's what it says. There was one tongue and one word. They got together in order to want to be in one central place where they could make a city and a tower and from there rule over the entire world. And even though a person, people were created to take a rule over the world, Nasa Adam Bitzalmenu Kid Musenu, let us make man in our image, the Yirdu Bidgas Hayam Uva Ofa Shamayim, and they will rule over the animal kingdom, and the fish, and the birds, and the entire world. That is as God's agent and partner in creation. As it says, Asher Bara Elokim La'asos, God created the world in order that man should perfect it. As Rabbi Akiva told Turnus Rufus HaRasha, who asked him, what's better, what man makes or what God makes? And he expected Rabbi Akiva to say what God makes is better than what man makes, and then he would say that therefore the Goyim are better than the Jews, because the Goyim are uncircumcised as God made them, and Jews are circumcised as a Moel made them. Rabbi Akiva stole his thunder and took the wind out of his sails, and he said, of course, what man makes is greater than what God makes. And Turnus Rufus says, how could that be? And Rabbi Akiva said, very simply, you're going home to eat lunch. Your wife made cake and bread, and God made wheat, which is better. The idea being that God made the raw materials. He created an imperfect world on purpose in order that man should be able to perfect the world and along with it perfect himself and create his world for to come. But that's where man realizes that he's functioning within the framework that God made and perfecting and developing the world that God made within that framework. But the generation of Haflaga wanted to go without that framework and to create a rule and mastery of the world not dependent on God's framework, and that is Nimrod. Nimrod was the one who orchestrated the building of this tower, and he was called Nimrod Shehimrid Eskol HaOlam, that he made the whole world rebel against God, and he wanted to take the control of the world away from God, Kibiyoho. And that's why he was a hunter, Gibor Tzayid. That's what hunting is. Hunting is ruling over the world, not for the sake of using it and perfecting it, but for the person's own personal purposes in order that he should exert his control with cruelty. And that's why later on Esav was also a tzayad, a hunter, who lived by the sword, lived by wanting to control the world with might and power. Whereas Yaakov Avinu, just the opposite, his power was with his mouth, davening, and giving himself over to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and working within the framework that God gave through prayer, that God should control the world through man's prayers and actions. And that's what it says, v'zeh hachilom la'asos. I always like to say hachilom can also mean besides to begin, but to desecrate. They desecrated the la'asos. God said, asher bar Elohim, I created an imperfect, unfinished world, la'asos, that you should perfect it and develop it and finish it off. And this desecrated that la'asos and made it not as a perfection of God's world, but to wrest control completely from God. I saw that the Imre Shoham says, different idea, same concept. They didn't start, they using the word hachilam as starting. Ze hachilam la'asos. They started with the la'asos. They forgot about the asher bara Elohim. And they started the sentence with la'asos, man's development and control of the world. And they forgot that it was merely a continuation of asher bara Elohim, what God created. And that's why it says they were kfuye tova. They were ungrateful. They didn't recognize the tremendous framework, tremendous benefit that God gave them to work within, and they decided they're going to do it on their own and only recognize their part. And that's why it says that they were very shallow. They didn't go deeply and see what the meaning of everything was, but Safa is lip service. Their wisdom was shallow, and not Lashon, not something that came from within, from the Neshama. The Lashon, the tongue, is a Lash. Lisha is mixing a solid and a liquid into a compound. The tongue takes the innermost spiritual feelings and combines them with sound waves and makes something physical out of them and external. That's the Lashon. That's a man's speech that can bring to the perfection of the world. But Safa is only lip service. Is only from the lips and without, very shallow, using their wisdom in a shallow way to aggrandize their own control. And that's why the Medrash says that they wanted to ascend to the heavens for one of three purposes. Some wanted to rebel against God and make a war with him, to wrest the control of the world and make it that they are in control. Others wanted to sit there together with God, be partners with God, but not in the framework that God gave down here, but partners with God in the creation of the framework itself. And the third ones wanted to serve Avodah Zarah, to manipulate the powers that God created and not be dependent on God, but manipulate the powers themselves. Not necessarily to rebel against God, but to manipulate the powers that God created. And that's why it says that they were punished in three different ways. Some were made into monkeys, some into shadim, and some into ruchim. Could be the idea is those who wanted to rebel and make war with God were subhuman. Instead of human beings who had a neshama, who were a chelik eloka mimal, who recognized the fact that they were created by God and embodied within them a connection to God, they were just human beings on the outside without a neshama. That's an ape. The ones that wanted to serve idolatry and manipulate the powers, those are the shadim. The shadim are the various powers that people manipulate in order to serve idolatry and to manipulate the world. And the ruchim, the ones that wanted to become partners with God in a more spiritual way, and not filling up the earth and manipulating the things that God gave and using them to build the earth and build themselves in this physical world towards the spiritual world, they became totally spiritual beings, ruchim, that eventually could enter a body and be corrected and And that is the idea. It says that their first thought was making bricks. They didn't say, let's make a city, and now we need materials. No, first they met one of the materials. Let's make bricks. And the bricks will take the place of stone, meaning their main purpose was to create a materialistic world totally separate from the spiritual, where they wouldn't be dependent on God's materials, stone, but the levanim, the bricks, would substitute for the stone. They would make their own synthetic, artificial things, and that would they wouldn't be subservient to God anymore. And that's why the Zohar says that they actually wanted to build a shul and a beis medrash with a sefer Torah, but not to do it for God's sake, for their own sake. They wanted to make a religion out of technology and knowledge and be able to then control the world with their new secular religion. And the Reb Tzavik says the same thing, the Migdal and the city. The city was correspondent to Yerushalayim and the Migdal to the Beis HaMikdash, and all of this was corresponding to Torah Shebaal Peh, man's ability to develop from what God gave, the Torah Shebichsav, the Torah Shebaal Peh, to build the city, to build the Beis HaMikdash, to bring God's presence in the world. They wanted to do all of that, but without God, to make a religion out of knowledge and out of technology. And that's why it says that two-thirds of the tower was destroyed, burnt, and one-third remained. Those who wanted to rebel against God, those were destroyed completely. Those that wanted to serve idolatry were destroyed completely. And what was left was those who wanted to share with God control over the world, but from up there, not from down here, that remained and could be used for the good and could be used for the bad. People could understand that they want to be partners with God, but partners with God within God's framework. And it says, whoever reads Vayechulu on Erev Shabbos becomes a partner with God in creation. The today, we have both the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaPlaga in the form of the internet. We have personal computers where people can be alone and fulfill all of their desires without any embarrassment. So we have the idea of the taiva, the pornography, the other taivas that are represented by the worst shadows of the internet, where people want to be alone and don't want to be together with other people. They become recluses, chained to a personal computer. At the same time, they reach out for knowledge, very shallow knowledge, to know things that are make a religion out of technology and knowledge itself, but in a very broad and shallow way, and therefore they've substituted lashon, deep language, with SMS, with shallow texting. So we have both the evils of the Dor HaMabul, the taiva, and the individuality of not wanting to be together with other people, the taiva yavakish nifrat. At the same time, the reaching out of knowledge that unites the world in knowledge that either can be used to develop God's world or to rebel against God, to make a religion out of knowledge and technology and to substitute for God. That's therefore the Gedolim, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laaretz, have put a cherem on the internet. Even those that need it for business, obviously the internet can be used for very, very positive things. But the dangers are very, very great. And therefore, to have an internet without a filter, especially if you have children, have access to that. People have access to it and to use it in privacy. The dangers of being lured into the worst kinds of taivas, things that destroy families, destroy people, and therefore the risk is not worth it. So unless a person needs that internet for business purposes, for other purposes, and has a filter, one should not have the internet at all. The Gedolim put it in Chayru. We, on the other hand, instead of being descendants of the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFloga, we are descendants of Avram Avinu, who both knew how to be an individual, Avram HaIvri, to stand alone against the whole world, and at the same time to unite the entire world, HaNefesh HaShirasu B'choron, but to use both of those qualities in service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to perfect the world, to develop the world, but within the framework that God gave. That is Avram Avinu, the antithesis of Dor HaMabul, the antithesis of Dor HaFloga.